This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Ronil Malkani, Movement Disorders and Sleep Medicine Physician at Northwestern Medicine, and Jesse Brown, VA. Welcome, Dr. Malkani. Nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to talk about something that affects a good percentage of people. We all sleep, so let's get right into it. Let's talk about sleep apnea. It is estimated to affect 10 to 15% of adults. Can you explain what this condition is?
So sleep apnea, particularly obstructive sleep apnea, that's the kind that most people think about, is a condition where people have difficulty breathing when they're asleep. So when we're awake, we have muscles in our airway that are always active and they keep our airway nice and open and we're breathing fine. When we go to sleep, like all the other muscles in our body, these muscles relax. And if the airway is a bit more crowded, whether it's because of tonsils or congestion or other factors, then the airway can be a little smaller and more vulnerable and can even get partially or even completely blocked. When that happens, then our body has to fight against that blockage to get the air. We don't get enough oxygen, and so our brain wakes up a little bit. If that happens, then it activates that upper airway muscles so that you can get the air again, and the brain will go back to sleep. If this happens once in a while in the night, that's okay. But if it happens very frequently, at least 5 times an hour of sleep, then that's significant enough to be what we call sleep apnea. But it can also lead to a lot of other problems, such as difficulty concentrating, difficulty with getting refreshing sleep, having daytime sleepiness, and many other issues.
Is snoring a symptom of sleep apnea?
Snoring is a sign of sleep apnea.
Okay.
Snoring is the vibrations for the air to struggle to get through there. When there's this partial blockage in the airway, then the tissues there vibrate, and that is the snoring. So snoring is a sign of sleep apnea, but not everybody who snores has sleep apnea. But there are other signs of it as well that can clue people into thinking, hey, maybe I have sleep apnea. So there are other symptoms to look for too, like whether or not you feel refreshed when you wake up in the morning, if you feel sleepy during the day, headaches in the morning, or even a lot of disruptions in sleep from waking up gasping for air or having to urinate frequently in the middle of the night.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Ronil Malkani, Movement Disorders and Sleep Medicine Physician at Northwestern Medicine, and Jesse Brown, VA. We're talking about sleep apnea. So Dr. Malkani, there are treatment options, I'm sure. I see the commercials with people wearing the mask, and now they have some new options available. What are some of those treatment options available to someone who has been diagnosed with sleep apnea?
So there are several different treatments. How we choose the treatment for someone depends a lot on how bad the sleep apnea is, as well as other factors. The standard of treatment, particularly for moderate or severe sleep apnea, is that CPAP. And that's the machine that one wears a mask and it blows warm, humidified air to help hold that airway open. It doesn't breathe for the person, but it just keeps the airway open so they can get the air. There is the newer treatment, the hypoglossal nerve stimulator, which is approved for moderate to severe sleep apnea in select patients. There's oral appliance therapy, also known as mandibular advancement device or dental device. These are devices that one puts in their mouth and it helps pull their jaw forward a little bit and open up their airway. For those who have the sleep apnea that is mainly on their back and on their side, they're fine. We have ways to help people reposition themselves so that they are not sleeping on their back. Another issue is being overweight or obese. That is a major factor for their sleep apnea. Weight loss can be really important. Mm-hmm. In fact, it can be a significantly improve or even eliminate the sleep apnea if enough weight is lost.
And finally, Dr. Malkani, why is proper diagnosis of sleep apnea so important?
So when one has such disrupted sleep because they're not getting the air, it can affect one's ability to function, drive safely, or operate heavy machinery. And just thinking and concentration and focus and work productivity and mood as well. But in the long term, sleep apnea that goes untreated can increase the risk of other health problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, strokes, dementia, and even a high risk of dying over the next few decades.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox. Thank you again, Dr. Ronil Malkani, Movement Disorders and Sleep Medicine Physician at Northwestern Medicine, and Jesse Brown, VA. Great to have you, sir, and thank you so much for this very important information.
Thank you for having me.